Today is Friday the 19th of July, in the 15th week of ordinary time.
The goodness of the Lord is the kindness of the Lord with every breath we take. The gift of life and grace, the power of the Lord is the meekness of the Lord. Who bore humanity with brave humility? Let your mercy flow through us. Your mercy, let your mercy.
David Gungor, with the Porter's Gate, sings, "Have mercy on me."
The beauty of the Lord is the suffering of the Lord, is Christ upon a tree, stripped of dignity. The glory of the Lord is the mercy of the Lord, gives life for us to see. Humanity, let your mercy flow through us. Your mercy, let your mercy flow through us. Your mercy.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Your mercy.
At that time, Jesus went through the cornfields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him or his companions to eat, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and yet are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath."
In this passage, we see Jesus as a companion on the road, walking through cornfields with his disciples. Can you picture Jesus in such a scene with the disciples? How does Jesus appear in your imagination? The Pharisees criticize Jesus and his disciples, saying that they are doing something that is forbidden. How does Jesus respond to the Pharisees? What point is he trying to make in reply to them? We might meditate on the words from the prophet Hosea, which Jesus draws upon. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. What do these words mean to you? As you listen to the passage again, try to understand what Jesus is saying to the Pharisees, reflecting in particular on the meaning of mercy.
At that time, Jesus went through the cornfields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him or his companions to eat, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and yet are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath."
Perhaps being merciful is about refraining from condemnation. It's about looking upon others with understanding and empathy, responding to their needs as fellow travelers in life's journey, as this time of prayer draws to an end, ask for whatever you desire for the rest of the day. Perhaps this gospel passage might inspire you to pray for the capacity to live mercifully, both towards others, but also towards yourself. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.